Now let's talk about some additional prospecting activities.
Networking. Local chambers of commerce and other business organizations usually conduct a number of events for the purpose of bringing businesses together. In addition, there are many formal networking clubs that meet on a regular basis for the purpose of exchanging and referring business to each other. In most cases, there are dues that must be paid, event fees, and even the cost of lunches. Be sure to research the groups that you're thinking of joining and be clear on the costs involved and the time required. To make sure that networking is successful for you, you must be focused. You should have a specific goal for every networking event. Since the whole purpose of attending the networking event is to find prospects, make that your goal. Decide that you will find two or more people who want to meet with you. You can schedule appointments right there at the meeting or call them later to schedule the appointment. Never try to sell at the networking event. Your goal is to find people who will give you an appointment. Then there's educational seminars. Many companies or salespeople will invite prospects to a marketing event where they will give them information about their products and services. For example, stockbrokers and financial planners often invite prospects to dinner seminars. This is a low-risk method for prospects to learn about your products and services. After all, they're supposed to be safety in numbers. The purpose of an educational seminar is to book appointments with prospects who, after having seen or heard about your products and services, now have a reason to talk with the salesperson. So the actual prospecting activity is to ask for appointments. If an educational seminar fits you and your world, make sure that you review the costs of such activities. It can be quite expensive to provide a meal and rent a room at a nice country club. And don't forget the preparation time when you consider adding this to your prospecting plan. Invitations must go out and responses accumulated. Reservations need to be made. Handout material may need to be created. AV equipment may need to be rented and the room must be made ready. Then there's speeches or talks. A scaled-down version of educational seminars is to give as many speeches or talks as you can. You can do them for free or it's okay if you get paid. The purpose of a talk is to get in front of as many people as possible and provide them with a way to request a meeting with you. Talks usually aren't going to cost you much money, but they can eat away at your time. Make sure that your talks are in front of people who can become prospects and customers. And one more thing on giving talks. Make sure that you're an engaging public speaker. Then there's the 3-foot rule. David Sandler does a great job explaining his trap that forces him to prospect.
Go ahead, get in the mic.
Inner circle, outer circle, work in a retail scenario?
Nope. Go ahead. I can't believe you do that to me. Why do you do that? You know the answer.
I had to ask him.
And I had to say no. But now let's do real world. What do you mean?
You get a customer.
Well, why wouldn't it work every place? Come on. I mean, why wouldn't it? I mean, you know, it works in a parking lot. What's the difference?
What would you say to him?
3-foot rule. Don't you use the 3-foot rule? Okay, yeah, they use it. Go ahead.
You sell a...
I used to trap myself. I hate the prospect. I hate to do it. You know, I'm this only child kid that's brought up that was sheltered all of his life, and then suddenly I come into sales and people tell me I have to go out and talk to a stranger. What did my mother tell me all her life? Don't talk to strangers. I got you on my back and my mother on my back, right? I got to tell you something. I meet you in the lobby. I don't want to talk to you. I can't handle it. I promise. If there's anybody who should not be in sales, promise, it's me. I have worked 23 years to kill myself, to force myself to do what I honestly don't want to do. Except at some point I started loving it, but I can't remember the point. Okay, but why am I telling you? So I don't like the prospect. So you have to put these, you know, after all, we're all here because of the system. Right? The system said you do the same thing over and over again. It's measurable and you can manage the results. So I don't want to prospect because I don't like talking to strangers. So I started the 3-foot rule. The 3-foot rule is, and that's about 3 feet. Anytime I get close enough in any situation, anytime I get close enough to somebody to reach out and touch them, I have to ask them what they do for a living. I have tried to duck people. I won't go out. I walk steps. I won't get in an elevator. I'm in a parking lot one time. I think I'm free and clear. I make a turn and some guy's got his head in the trunk. I could have touched him because I turned the corner, there he was, right? I said, what's the problem? Because it's automatic and instinctive now. The system goes to work. The words come out before I can, my heart says, don't do this, right? He said, well, I'm just in the trunk. I said, what do you do? And he turns up. I said, my, it's Sutton's, whoever, some kid I went to school with at, in those days. I said, what are you doing here? He said, well, I'm a salesman selling insurance. He said, what do you do? I said, sales training. I said, you wouldn't put a pot of coffee on tonight and invite me over, would you? He said, sure I would. I said, let's go. I made a sale. I never would have talked to him. 3-foot rule.
Now, continuing with different types of prospecting activities, there's trade shows. There are some companies which acquire all of their leads for the entire year at the annual industry trade show. Trade shows can be very expensive and time-consuming. Many companies go to trade shows without a game plan. They have no idea what they want to accomplish other than to accumulate names. You should use a trade show to actually prospect. Approach the people who stop by your booth for the purpose of finding out if there are any reasons that they would want to book an appointment to talk further about their situation and your product or service. It happens all too often. Salespeople return from a trade show with just a list of names. Very little qualification happened at the show, and the salesperson never follows up and makes the calls. At some later date, when leads are needed, someone remembers the trade show list and starts to make calls. Well, at this point, your phone call has become just another cold call. Make sure that your trade show prospecting plan schedules the time it will take to make the follow-up calls to book appointments. Advertising. When it comes to advertising, just remember that advertising is a marketing function designed to provide you with a list of prospects which you then need to call and schedule appointments with. Advertising can be very costly. Whether it's direct mail, radio, television, or print, it takes a professional to create the advertising and to buy the media, the space in a magazine or newspaper, or the time on radio and television. Do your homework before embarking on a full-scale advertising campaign. Make sure your ads reach your prospects with the appropriate message, one that will motivate them to meet with you. But you still need to answer the phone or make the call and schedule the face-to-face sales appointment. You must still do the prospecting behavior. And nowadays, there's something called the internet. A final prospecting activity that needs to be considered is the use of the internet. With today's sophisticated websites, many companies are able to obtain leads, people who are interested in their products or services, directly from their websites. This is the ultimate in passive prospecting. A good website can generate the names and contact information of people who have visited the site, their interests, which products they looked at, and for how long. After the initial expense of creating the website, don't forget to factor in the ongoing costs and effort required to maintain and update the site.